got a tattoo of a duck on the side of my bum. It's a duck with a cricket bat.
Embarrassing myself on TV as per.
Rilla van der Merwe. His nickname's the Bulldog.
What colour was the bow tie your dog wearing?
Hello and welcome to Under the Lid, the pro cricket show with me, Jack Brooks.
And me, Catherine Siver-Brunt.
Yeah, legend. How are you?
Yeah, great. Grand. I'm in New Zealand on my holidays.
Well, it's all right for some, isn't it? So here we are, our first ever show. Don't know where we're going to go with it, but we'll give it a good crack and hopefully add a little bit of insight into the cricketing world and our expertise. Guaranteed to have a laugh along the way, you'd think, as well. What we're going to look at, we're going to look at the men's domestic season. We're going to look at New Zealand and obviously where you are at the minute with the England women's team over there at the minute and how they're dominating. And we'll catch up on what's going on the IPL and All England news and any other cricketing business that's going around. And also, we've got a special guest on today as well, which I'm looking forward to, Brunty.
We do. Fantastic. Can't wait to introduce. Also, if you want to get in touch with us, which is a little bit scary, so keep it clean, you can use the hashtag under the lid on all social medias or email us at hello@underthelid.co.uk. So, yeah, send it in. Keep it clean.
Get them in. Keep them clean. There we go. We've already got our first rhyming going. What are we doing here? Two grizzled, recently retired, grumpy seamers who gave it a whack. Been around.
Grizzled.
Grizzled. Are we grizzled? Like, am I grizzled? I don't know if I could call you grizzled. You might not
like
that.
Yeah, people don't like the grizzly bit of the meat, do they? Let's just say we're well
tender.
Cooked.
We're the tender bits, are we? We were tender once.
We were.
This is going to be great. It's a pleasure to join up with you, Brunty.
Yes.
We'll try and get one out every week with our schedules can allow it, which will hopefully go through 20-odd weeks of the season. We'll have a special guest every week. Men's and women's cricketers.
All year, which is terrifying.
It is a little bit terrifying for two amateurs.
With a little babby around. Maybe have a baby on next week.
Oh no, we need to keep Billy off camera for now. and yeah, and obviously our guests are going to provide extra sort of banter and information about their careers and what's going on in the world of cricket. What's going on in your world at the minute? So you tell us about where you are and what you're doing.
I've been, you'd think after retirement, you'd just like stay at home, you know, catch up with the family, be normal, do my gardening. It started off like that, but then I've ended up in India for the IPL, supporting that out there, embarrassing myself on TV as per. And then I moved across from Delhi to Queenstown, actually, for a little bit of a break. And that was lucky enough to get a few days there, so we made the most of that. And if anybody doesn't know, Queenstown is just fantastic, so we had a great time there. And then got back to some work in Wellington, where they continued their T20 series. So Nat played the last two T20s for them. I continued to embarrass myself, had a few wine trips.
You're just a fangirl,
bit zip wiring. You know, as you do, but mainly 18 holes. I brought the clubs, and I like to get my money's worth, so.
Ah, you're any good?
Nailing that. Well, I reckon I'm roughly about a 16 over.
That's all right. She's
not
great. You can hold your own.
That's 11 over. She's really annoying, so.
Ooh, friendly competition.
I try not to get, we don't count. Most of the time, we don't count. And now I'm in Hamilton.
Yes.
And most pro cricketers will know. Not a great deal to do here.
Right, okay.
So I thought I'd do this instead.
More wine tasting.
Yeah, and talking to you, Brooksy.
Yeah, why not?
Best part of Hamilton.
Keeps me
company. Fantastic. What are you up to?
I retired at the end of last summer. So I spent a lot of this winter being a new dad. I've got a nine-month-old son, Billy, who's currently asleep upstairs. I probably can't be too loud. I've also embarked on a bit of a coaching journey. Picked up a few roles. I started actually with Western Storm the winter before last as bowling coach, working with Lauren Filer and Danny Gibson, who've done pretty well. last year and recently, which has been great to work with them. And then I've been with Central Sparks this winter. I have been with Oxford University. I have been with the SACA, the South Asian Cricket Academy, as bowling coach as well. I've done a lot of private work. I've worked in schools. I've done a bit of being here, there and everywhere, really, just picking up work where I can, but also making sure, probably a bit like you, you needed some time at home and just to reflect on a long, tough career and just trying to work out wanted to go in life a little bit without rushing into anything. So I guess we've got a lot in common in that.
Yeah, but it's impossible to sort of like just stop, because you want to, you know, keep busy, keep your name out there and stuff like that. So it's a difficult one, isn't it?
You got to, if you want to sort of stay relevant or get into the coaching, which I've been quite happy to sort of build up a little bit and not chase some of the bigger jobs or try and get straight back into county cricket, mainly because I want to spend a lot of time at home with family life and settling back into the Oxfordshire countryside.
Especially if you want to keep your wife happy.
Happy wife, happy life, something happy like that, life. Isn't it?
It is true.
I'm not actually married, but, you know, may as well be.
Well, you might as well be. Right.
Do you want to talk about where we're going then with the guest?
Yes, we do. We have a guest coming on. And so we need to stop talking about us, even though I'm sure people will be still interested in the lives of Catherine and Jack. But
it's not about us.
That is definitely enough from us. So we need to welcome our first ever guest onto the show.
Yes, we can. Well, we're just the warm-up act, aren't we? So the main event. And we've got one half of England's most exciting opening partnership in Test cricket for a number of years. And the only man, if I've got this right, in 34 years who won both the PCA Men's and Men's Young Player of the Year in the same season. And I'm pretty sure he was there with his dad to get his award that night at the PCA Awards. So that'd be something to talk about. He's one of the most exciting players to watch in the men's game, particularly for England at the minute, for mine in all three formats. Nottinghamshire and England opening batter and owner of a new company, which I want him to talk about, which fashion statement, you know, it's got him summed up in one. I can't wait to speak to him. Should we get him in here?
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hello, Benjamin. Great to have you, mate. Thanks for coming on. Oh, you're fantastic. Our first guest, mate.
Well, it's a privilege to be first on. Yeah, you must have run out of a few other people, or they said no or something.
Top of the list, mate. Top of the list. Mate, what are you wearing? Talk us through it.
Well, this little thing.
Gucci.
Just, yeah, me and my girlfriend, it's kicked off last summer, and I was wearing it quite a lot. And I think, well, it was actually on the Archbishop of Banterbury, it became a meme. Duck it in a bucket. So, yeah, I mean, she's the brains behind it, but we thought we'd just give it a go, and she's actually pregnant as well, so she'll have some time on her hands in the next few months. So kind of a bit of fun, but she's been incredible. She's done the website, everything, social media. Just stuck it on my head and tried to speak to as many people as I can to promote it.
She's running your business.
That's the way.
Helping run your life and having a baby for you. So anything else you can do?
Well, we got a little one on the way, so that's going into her bank account.
Mate, congratulations, nice. First of all. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
And I'm sure a little bit daunting and exciting and a lot of emotions flying around with that.
All of those, yeah.
And if you need any tips, just, you know, hashtag under the lid, Jack Brooks will help.
I've aged, mate. I've always been an old git, but I've aged. But it's best thing you'll do, mate, is have a kid. But say goodbye to sleep. If you like sleep, then you can just forget it, right?
Yeah, I know. I've heard that.
And you'll be buzzing for the away games.
Yeah, get the sleep in.
Mate, and it'll be vom everywhere, won't it? So that bucket hat will go from white to brown real quick.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe get some little baby
matches on. Well, we are actually thinking about we might do a duckling range, so we might do baby ones as well.
That would be cute, wouldn't it? Are they going to be overpriced as well?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'll see.
Don't be horrible.
You tight now you've retired. Yeah. A little 10%, you know.
I will buy one. I promise you, I will buy one.
I'm going to have one on next week.
I'll put it all over socials.
Yeah, I love that. Love that.
Got nice. To. Do my bit, mate. I'll do my bit, and you'll remember that for the future.
Yeah, right, let's do what Under the Lids Men are do, and let's get to some insight on the old on Duckett.
Yeah, let's get some cricket.
Should we call
stuff.
You Ducky? Yeah, nice. So
yeah, Ducky, you're right.
Obviously, you've been to India just recent. How did that fare to your last trip? Do you feel like you've come a long way, matured a lot, and you know, well, this number spoke for themselves, didn't they? Can you just talk us through how that changed for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I was necessarily ready at that young age when I first went out there, but you know, I even felt ready going into this and how tough it is to go and tour that place. You know, they're so good over there. They're, in my eyes, they're probably it's the toughest place to go. You know, Australia's nearly on par, but playing in India, you know, people just don't go over there and win. So yeah, I felt more ready going into this one, but you know, it wasn't like I completely tore it up and everything. You know, it's I had the luxury of playing with Ashwin for Notts, so I felt like I could go and do a bit better. And every time he didn't get me out, I felt like I was. So that's why I slogged a few in the air off Cool Deep and nicked off one from the seamer, because I felt like it was a moral victory when I didn't get out to Ashwin.
Focusing extra hard on Ashwin. Love it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, excellent, mate. Well, you did actually do all right, and it was pretty close test for most of it, wasn't it? It was quality to watch.
Yeah,
I
think that's why people were a bit frustrated with us, because they actually believed that we could get there, which I think is a huge compliment for us. You know, I think the last however many series England have gone over there, there wasn't really, you know, that much belief they were going to go and turn them over. So, and I think in three of the tests, definitely, we could have easily won them. You know, and that last test might have been very different. I think it was, you know, it probably showed on quite a few of us that, you know, on a tough tour, we kind of, yeah, probably didn't necessarily give everything into that last game. And, you know, I played two of the worst shots of my life trying to hit the ball into the mountains, and I never try and hit sixes. So that was a learning for me, and probably a bit tired as well.
Well, it was great to watch. I was pretty much fixed to the whole thing, and I just thought you all stuck to your guns, and hats off to you for it, because once you start a new journey, it's hard, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it going against the grain, going against what you're instinctively used to. But so I just loved it. I didn't dislike any of it. So yeah, I thought it was great, and I think you sent a few messages too.
Thank you. Oh, 100%.
Nice. Yeah, hopefully that's what we're trying to do.
England, yeah, the England Test team has been compulsive to watch for someone like me who's watched a lot of cricket in my time. You could have gone 2-0 up in that series, which would have been unheard of, wouldn't it?
And
it would
easily
crazy.
Yeah,
big time. But it's funny you say that, because it honestly feels like that in the dressing room. You know, if I get out and you sat there with any of our batters, you genuinely have no idea what's going to happen. You know, it's so good to be in. That's the best thing that there is. None of us really know. You know, even the game where I got 100, you know, I wouldn't have dreamt of doing that before the series, but you go out there with the backing from coach and captain, and it's, you know, it's amazing what you can do. You know, Popey's innings, one of the best knocks ever by an English batsman. It was just incredible. And there were glimpses of it, yeah. But just, it's tough to go over there and, you know, do it for 5 days. If you have a bad session over there, that can kill you for the whole game.
Yeah, what I loved about it is that you guys have obviously walked the walk for, you know, a couple of years now in Test cricket, and you've come out with sort of talk the talk as well. I loved some of your comments around the Test, and obviously you probably brought a little bit on yourself with some on-field chat and a bit more media exposure. I just wondered if you had a tinge of regret to any of the comments, which was the more the better regarding how many England would chase. And then you said something about when opposition play like Jarswell, it feels like England should take credit. Do you stick to your guns with those two comments, or where are you going with those?
I don't know if I should say this, but the best thing about the more the better is we lost by 430 runs. I think that one, because that's the way we talk in the dressing room, and that's the way that Baz wants us to approach the game. And
Yeah.
I think at times I probably get a bit carried away. And I think I did the media the day after I scored my 100, and it would have been a lot easier the day I scored it, because then we went in the field and he'd scored 100. But the Giants were coming. I can't remember word to word what the actual press conference was, but I think I was, I mean, first of all, he is incredible. You know, he was throughout the whole series. It feels like every time you go there, whether it's Kohli or whoever, someone goes and bangs out 600, 700 runs. But it was more like the pace of the game, that when we're scoring so quick, it kind of feels like the opposition at times go away from what they've sometimes always done. And we saw it with Australia a bit in the summer in the Ashes. And I think I tried to give him a compliment similar to that and then say that. It just got blown up in the media. And I still keep, I think if Chennai Super Kings do well, I'm getting tweets going, thanks, Duckett, for allowing them to go and play that way. And
they never forget. Yeah. They never forget.
Kills me for life, mate. That's fantastic.
You got to laugh, though. Never it's forget. Good, though, because back in the day, we all used to be robots. We used to be told what to say and keep it pretty. But it's not about that. It's about finding out what's happening behind the scenes. Like, it's not easy. What do we go through? We have to be emotionally stable on the pitch as well, which is, as we know, Jack, it's quite hard, isn't it?
You're not allowed to show disappointment when you get out either, are you, these days?
No, level
two. I just
think
it's refreshing that Ben could speak like that, and I know that others are as well, because it's just very un-English, and people in this country get a bit uncomfortable, or a bit like the media pick up on it. You're just like, well, you can't win. What do you want us, like, what do you want the players, not us, as in, but what do you want the top sportsmen to be like, especially when they're under the pump as it is? It's nice to have the confidence and to go out there. And I think it's unique at the minute, the way that England boys are playing. It's fantastic.
Yeah, be yourself. And also, any attention is good attention, in my opinion. Trying to get cricket up there. So
even if
fantastic.
It is billions of Indians abusing you on social media.
I'd be right.
Exactly.
How many like Indians are there out there that could bring attention to our game? Like, they've got the power, let's be honest. So
yeah, exactly.
Keep tweeting.
I do.
So let's talk about the next version of Ben growing up. So it's been a while since you swilled Jimmy. How is it now being a dad? And it's with a vodka, not a pint, I heard. Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, that kind of, I have spoken about it since then, but to be honest, it was one of those things that's so long gone in the past now. And I think it probably beat me up inside a lot. And, you know, whether people think I got treated fairly or not, or you know, what I know, the inside and the facts and everything, it's so far gone now. And I've been so fortunate to get another opportunity to go and, you know, show what I can do on the pitch rather than, you know, all that nonsense off the pitch. And yeah, Brooksy knows what I was like growing up, and you know, I was in trouble quite a bit. And you know, even I make comments now, you know, sometimes I do things without thinking about it. And yeah, I didn't make things easy for myself growing up, and you know, thankfully I could bat, but sometimes that wasn't enough. And you know, when I was acting a bit silly at times, it did catch up on me. And I'm just thankful that, you know, I've got another go in my eyes, the best kind of era of Test cricket for England. And you know, probably if I was being completely honest, the only era of England Test cricket where it would get this, you know, the success I've had out of me. You know, I don't genuinely believe I would have scored the runs I've scored ever before, because I don't feel like that's the way kind of Test cricket has always been played. You know, I used to watch, you know, Sheff and getting those guys back, and you know, I never thought I could go and do that. But you know, I've said numerous times before, it's incredible what you can do if you're just back to go out and play the way you play. You know, I've used Popey as an example loads. You know, the bloke's, you know, one of the best players in England. There's no question about that. But he obviously didn't get the consistent kind of scores and runs he got in his first stint for England. And, you know, Baz takes over, Stokesy take over, and they move him up a spot. He's not been scoring as many runs at four, and he's averaging nearly 50 at number three. So, I'm just so happy that I've been able to get another chance and to be loved doing it.
Yeah. I've always properly loved watching Brendan McCullum. I was absolutely buzzing when he took over. I just thought, if they don't produce any good cricket, at least they'll have a good time.
Fantastic. Also, it does matter when you see negative articles written about him, when actually most of the people won't have a clue about the impact he's having on the guys and in that environment. And actually, English cricket right now, it's a bigger picture than the negative gets. But it's all positive for me. But yeah, it's been great, Ducky. I wish I'd played more. I haven't played any cricket with you, I don't think. I left Northants just as you came in. And then last year when I was at Notts for a couple of weeks on loan, I was expecting to be lurking around the change room with you. And you were having a bit of time off because you're obviously in the England team, weren't you?
Yeah.
I know. You just got me out every time you bowled at me, basically, haven't you?
Well, come on.
We're supposed to discuss that.
It's a bit embarrassing. We don't have to talk about it. So talk to me about the upcoming news with you being a parent this summer, I guess. Is it this summer?
Yeah, so mid to late July, we're expecting. Spent
amazing
2 hours in John Lewis yesterday looking at pushchairs. Yeah. And
that wicked. Would, you know, your life changed,
was
mate.
Kind of over my head within about 10 minutes. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to the baby, really. It's not necessarily doing all that in John Lewis, but I mean, obviously it's going to happen at an incredibly busy time. It's basically around the start of the test summer. So, my girlfriend said that she'll be sleeping in a different one. I've got a big day the next day, but we'll see how long that lasts.
That's very kind of her, mate. That's very kind. No, you'll be amazing, Dad. It's so good as well. It'll change your life for the better.
Amazing.
How's your, you've obviously had a busy few months. Are you ready for the season, for the county season?
Yeah, I feel like the beauty of county cricket over the last however many years is you're kind of always playing and you get used to just, you know, getting stuck in next week and finding ways to get yourself motivated for it. I could have very easily had the first two or three games off, but, you know, kind of said to Notts, you know, I've just been a county cricketer my whole life and I know what it means to everyone. I know what the long winters mean and, you know, I'd rather be out there playing than sat at home, you know, checking the live stream or whatever. So they've been good to me. You know, I've been back a few weeks now and I've kind of popped in for an hour, had a hit, and then they've kind of let me go. Like, I've had long days there in the ground. They've saved me from bagging them against the uni or, you know, nicking off three times against Northants in the last couple of days.
I was going to say, why have you avoided Northants, mate? What a game that would have been. Huge.
Well, I know. Rob Keogh and Rory Klein popped round for a beer last night, so I saw them. But to be honest, it's very, very different to when I was there. You know, all the coaches, most of the players, you know, they're kind of all gone, all the old boys.
Yeah, I think Rob Keogh is the only person left from my days, and you were a few years after me. So, yeah, it's a different club now, staff and players. Still Steelbacks at heart, though, aren't we? Time.
Always, mate.
I believe Brunty has got a stat for you.
I have, but I feel like I want you. I feel like I want you to tee it up just because it's even,
I'm far,
you know,
too humble. I'm too humble.
Well, apparently,
this is Brooksy's stats on me or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's not spoken about it much at all. But apparently, he dismissed you twice in the same game, and he reckons it could have been a pair, but it turned out it was not quite. Like, as in, you know, few balls.
Bloody drop catch for four, wasn't it?
Well, I've spoken about this quite a lot because obviously a lot of chat is around if people have bagged him, and Popey actually bagged them in India. I'm pretty sure Baz came up to him and said, you're a proper player now, you've bagged him in Test cricket. But I think there was chat floating around, and Brooksy hit me on the shin first innings, and second innings, maybe second ball, massive drive on six stump, straight to point. Hardly got a hand on it, went for four. So that most batters would probably dig in there and make the most of that. I think two balls later caught cover.
Classic new ball dismissal. Yeah. Ropey off, caught able at cover. Thanks.
Why have you got a cover in? Should have waist height for four through cover. It's negative.
I bowl half volleys for most of my career, so I kind of needed someone there to try and stop some of the boundary, take the odd catch.
Yeah,
that's fair. It worked out perfectly. Let's see.
Where did Notts sit this season, mate? Obviously, I had a bit of time there last year, but the team's changed a little bit. A lot of the senior lads are kind of sort of either slid into the background or moved on, haven't they? So what's the vibe there? Where are Notts aims for the season? Yeah,
Haseeb's taken over as captain, and I feel he's looked a different player the last couple of years, and I feel like he's just kind of waiting on that big season where he scores, you know, a load of runs. And I'm hoping that captaincy helps him in that sense. You know, Hass is a kind of different. He's very focused on his himself and his runs. And when I open with him, he doesn't give too much chat. So it'd be quite nice to see a different side of him leading the lads. You know, Joey Clark last year, I think was close to 1,000. I know that he's always felt that he's not too far away from the level above and his ability. And I mean, I haven't been in watching the pre-season games, but Jack Haynes has been doing well. He's come from Worcester for us, which is good. And we got quite a lot of these young lads. We signed Josh Tongue from Worcester. Obviously, Stoney didn't play loads last year because of injuries. But I feel like we've kind of got a squad of players now where we're a bit in that transitioning period, you know, where we've got a group of players who could be really successful this summer. But, you know, certainly over the next 2 or 3 years. I think it could be a really exciting squad. I think for us, the biggest one's probably the Blast this year. I think, you know, to not make finals day the last couple of years is probably something that Notts would see as a slight failure, you know, the white ball success they've had. And I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I missed the whole season last year in the Blast. So I'm looking forward to playing that and Friday nights at Trent Bridge. So, I feel like we've got a good side across all three formats.
Yeah, big Luke.
Thinking about county cricket moving forward, obviously playing under Brendan for most of the season, do you think the way you guys are playing there is going to spill over into county cricket? Is that what he hopes for?
Well, I kind of, there was a lot of talk about that last summer, and I feel like a lot of counties did and then went back to their ways, you know. Essex are so good at Chelmsford by the way they play. You know, I feel like it's very easy to pick an England team around how you want to go and play your cricket, but to get county players to do something that they're potentially, you know, you get a group of county players and that's kind of your group and you pick from, what, 20 players. So I think individuals will. I think you see around the blocks young lads who are, you know, playing a slightly more aggressive style of cricket because they probably feel like that's their way in. You also see, you know, players like, you know, James Rue last year, who Brooksy, you'll obviously know far more than me, but it doesn't look like he plays, you know, that kind of aggressive style, lacks himself, and he just looks like a quality player. You know, so I think it's difficult to transform it into county cricket. You've also got older guys who have played the game for the last 10 years who, you know, probably they're probably not going to suddenly just change now because the England side are. But yeah, I think it will just be more individuals or young lads maybe trying to break into the side.
With that in mind, though, who do you reckon will be the MVP? Because obviously it's hard for you England lads to do that, but.
I was thinking this earlier and I read the text that, you know, it's usually impossible, I find, for like a batter to win the MVP. It's, you know, even, you know, I know you think you're an all-rounder, Brooksy, but, you know, unless you're scoring 500 runs as a bowler as well, it's, you know, even if you take 60 wickets and have a gun year, you're not getting close to MVP. You know, it's going to be someone who bats and bowls. And I think Dawes won it last year, did he?
Dawes.
I mean, he'd be right up there again.
Yeah, Dawes and Ron Higgins were the two stand-up. James Higgins was third. And he obviously is a class player and he's good in all formats, isn't he? And he just churns them everywhere. And then Harmer. I mean, so
that's Harmer's a good effort. Coming third as a batter, that's a good effort from Vinny. I mean, Harmer, he's going to take 60, 70 wickets, isn't he, and score a few runs. So, I mean, I'd love to say Notts player, but I think Dawes is just going to be... Dawes is solid. He's right up there. I think it's Dawes and Harmer. Harmer's up there every year.
Well, you can guarantee that if they stay fit, they're going to be top five at the very least, maybe top three, at least one of them. I've got a couple of outside ones. One, Ed Barnard.
Yeah. I was thinking that earlier.
He was top 10 last year and he's obviously at Warwickshire now. and he's a class all-rounder, gets wickets and runs. And Craig Overton as well, because he plays all formats. But he can get some low-order runs, but he's probably not going to get too much. Someone like Lewis Gregory, maybe, is probably going to get more runs than him. Liam Dawson, I think.
Potential outsider depends on how much he plays. Is Jamie Overton. Bowls and bats and plays all three formats. I mean, it depends on fitness, I guess. But it's always going to be someone who's an all-rounder or provide both.
Tall Paul. How about Tall Paul from Essex?
Tall Paul. I mean, he doesn't matter what he does. Oh. He's the king of Brisbane, I heard. So Tall Paul. Oh, man.
Excellent. Right. We've got big questions now, haven't we, Catherine?
We have.
Moving on to the next segment. And I think Brunty's up first.
I know. So obviously, under the lid, the gist is we get to know the pro cricketers and us. Once the questions start flooding in on next week's show, yeah, we've got to be ready for that. So obviously, we get to know a bit about you. Ideally, your answer's not cricket related. Ideally, so let's not be boring. It can be something quirky. Maybe you've got a dodgy party trick or anything interesting, and we'll be the judge of like what's interesting. I don't know why.
So
can you be our first ever under the lid big question? Tell us something we don't know about you.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier what I could say, and obviously it needs to be PG and sensible, but I thought a good one is when I went to Sydney, when I was 18, my first night out there, I got a tattoo of a duck on the side of my bum. So I'd like to think not many people know about that. I mean, only
is it the same as the one that's on your hat?
It's a duck with a cricket bat. It's pretty similar to that with a cricket bat, yeah.
Oh, you must be released. I bet you're going to release one with a cricket bat, surely.
Well, no. It's on the website. It's on the website, I think. But yeah.
What, your bottom or the?
No, not the picture of my bottom.
Fantastic! I didn't know that, so that's a good one. I'm in agreement with that, Brooksy. If you are.
I love it. I absolutely love that. Rula van der Merwe, his nickname is the Bulldog, and he's got a bulldog on his butt cheek. I think it must be a.
Why is it the ass?
Yeah. Well, you can just hide it away there, can't you? And have no regrets, really, if it's there.
If it's terrible.
Yeah.
You never get to see it.
Let's move on. We've got the big question out of the way. So we're going to talk about the T20 coming up in June, I think. And the My big sense, news no? that dropped yesterday. Yesterday for us, big news dropped. T20 World Cup in June. Stokesy not playing. From what I've read, sounds like a good decision from him. Do you know how hard that decision might have been for him? And are you looking forward to it yourself?
I don't know how, to be honest, I had no idea. So it came as a complete shock to me. But Stokesy's not a guy who kind of makes decisions overnight. So I'd imagine he'd have been thinking about this for a long time. From a selfish point of view, from someone who's a part of the test squad, it's amazing. You know, he's effectively, you know, not going to one of the, you know, biggest tournaments in the world that you can possibly play in, and he's picking test cricket over that. I mean, what a message to send down the line to kids or, you know, people of how important test cricket is. So, I'm sure that he just wants to get the best out of himself for the next, you know, however many years that he's going to play. And, you know, potentially he's looking at, you know, us missing his bowling, and especially him coming in and bowling Rohit first ball, his first ball of the series. I think maybe that moment he probably realised how easy his captaincy might be if he can bowl some overs as well. So, it's a decision that he won't have taken lightly, and, fair play to him. You know, he knows what he needs to do.
Yeah. And have you got an eye on that yourself, the T20 World Cup squad?
I haven't heard anything, you know, and that kind of you know, I've kind of briefly been in squads, but you know, I've not played a great amount. You know, I played the first game in the West Indies this winter and then didn't play the next four. So, you know, even with Stokes dropping out, I can't see myself going, but you know, it depends what they're looking for and that kind of thing. But you know, it's something that I always want to be a part of and play in big competitions for England. So yeah, I guess we'll just wait and see.
It's mad. It's like you're a Red Bull blocker these days, mate. You're just test only and can't get in the white ball stuff. When actually the Duckett I knew was always
Red Bull specialist.
How many leaves have you had in Test cricket?
Not many. I don't think I left one in India. I can't imagine I'd have left one. Didn't leave one from any spinners. And I think in the Ashes, I don't know how, but I think I only left one or two, and one of them might have been a player to miss anyway.
Excellent. I love it. England's chances in the World Cup without Stokes, do you reckon they're dwindled a little bit, or do you think we've got so much quality and so much good quality youth players coming, or younger players coming through, that they'll just find a way and they'll fill a slot?
Yeah, I feel like it's different to a lot of other World Cups we've had, because they've had like a solid 11, 12, 13 players. I don't know what route they're going to go down. I don't know, you know, necessarily what the battle is going to be. You know, the only thing I can say is what everyone else would agree on is we're not lacking in quality players who can go and win tournaments. So whatever, you know, route they go down, I'm sure they'll be close to favourites from the start of the comp. They're all exciting players, and you know, it's going to be good to watch. You know, just from being out there myself, you know, just before Christmas, even watching the West Indies lads, you know, there's going to be hundreds of sixes, I feel like, in that competition. And also, you know, over to America, which is incredible as well for growing the game. But yeah, I feel like even without Stokesy, you know, Stokes has not played a great deal over the last year or two. And there's so many young players, you know, if they get the backing to go and play them. I'm sure they'll be right up there.
I was just looking at where the fixtures are, and they're in Bridgetown for a couple of games, aren't they? And then
I think they're just West Indies, aren't they?
Yeah, North Sound. They don't actually go into the States, do they?
Well, the Barbados will be like a home game, to be honest, because we played there before Christmas. It was 85% English people there. It was ridiculous. Like playing a home game in Barbados, incredible.
Just like being in Trent Bridge, but a bit warmer, was it?
Yeah, and a bit louder.
Excellent. Right. Shall we move on to the last round, Brunty?
Yes, we shall.
This is where
love moving on.
Ducky's sweating a little bit and a bit like, oh, I've got to do this. Have I? A few questions. 60 second quiz, mate.
Yeah, so, right, the last round. Yeah, we like it quick. So we've got a timer on this now. When we did it before, we didn't have a timer on. And it all went a bit pear-shaped. It was more like a six-minute round. So we need 60 seconds. Every correct answer, you get a run. We've got it on the screen there. And then at the end of our 26 weeks worth of these pods, we'll see who the leader is and we'll come up with a decent prize. It could be one of a bespoke Duckett bucket. The soon-to-be wife could come up with that, I reckon. So here we go.
What a prize. Right, who's on time, Brunty?
Yes. Good question. I've got it in that top left-hand corner. There we go.
Okay, so let me know when to start and I'll fire off the first one. We've got 60 seconds.
Should we do a 3-2-1? A 3-2-1, go.
Question one, where is Nottinghamshire's first championship game?
Where? Trent Bridge.
Correct.
Yes, question two, who is it against?
Essex.
Correct. Who is sponsoring the county championship this year?
LV.
Incorrect.
Nearly. Who was the victim for your maiden first class wicket?
Who was, sorry, why? What was that? My first class?
Who was the, yes.
Well, when I, or...
When you were bowling?
Sam Northeast.
Correct. What is your test match strike rate? Get within, I'll give you 5. Oh.
85.
Oh, hello. 84.96.
Crikey. Oh, okay. When you stand.
That's gone down.
Next to Zach Crawley. What is the height difference between you and Zach? Oh.
In inches. Crikey. What is the height 60 difference?
60 seconds. I feel like you're up. I feel like you're asking the question slow there.
Well, you can finish the last question. What's the height difference in inches between yourself and Zach?
Jeez.
He's a monster.
8?
Oh, nearly. It's 10.
Not far off.
2 inches makes a difference, mate.
How is he? 6. Oh, well. It
I really
20.
Like the next question as well.
I know. I really
got your dog on that one.
Ask it, Catherine.
What
go
is
on.
It?
Go on. What colour was the bow tie your dog's wearing in your announcement on the gram?
Green.
brilliant. Definitely wasn't.
You didn't stage that then, obviously, because it's pink.
Oh, is it pink?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, I mean,
his colour's green.
Yeah. A lot like my lab.
4, I think I might get beaten. My... How good are they, dogs?
Was it 4? Crikey. That was shocking.
You got 6 questions. It's just whether how many got right. Benjamin, you are top, though. Congratulations.
True. I am top.
You go straight in at the top, mate. How long you stay there, I do not know.
I think that's a good one.
It's a cracking start, but thanks so much, Ducky, for coming on. This podcast is in conjunction with the PCA, so you are doing your little bit as well. I know you're a big advocate for that. mate, thanks so much. Awesome winter. It's been great watching you, and I hope you keep churning them, mate, and stay in touch, and we'll catch up in the summer, I hope.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
Wow, what a start. Happy with that, Brunty.
What a man. Good guest, wasn't it? Did not disappoint.
He wasn't happy with the pace that you were speaking for the quiz, I don't think.
No, I've got to sort myself out for that, haven't I? I was a bit stressed about the timer, but it seems that our producers were all over it, so I didn't need to stress.
It doesn't matter. So, it's our quiz, our rules, isn't it?
It's the 3-2-1. I think that was the key. So there we go.
There's pressure on now to keep getting star names, isn't there?
I know. See what we come up with.
This is the star name pod, so we will be there. Any cricket.
It is. And also, if anybody out there would like someone, especially within reason, you know, we're not miracle workers, but hashtag under the lid, let us know who you want on.
Exactly. Get those hashtag under the lid questions in.
Where are they? Right, what's coming up this week in cricket?
Well, your wife was involved in a one-day game the other day, which England, when we discussed it briefly the other day, you said somehow won it. And once I looked at the scorecard, I was like, well, yeah, they were 70 for 6 and they knocked them off 200, wasn't it?
Now I'm in this position, I had to watch every ball in a good old windy Wellington. But I had somewhat given up on the chase, so
negative.
But I should have known better when my best mate walked in to the crease. She either looks a bit pokey and a bit stressed about the situation, or she just goes in and just first ball whacks it out for one. Here I am. This is what it's about, and she did.
She bossed
92
it,
runs later, won the game.
And then Deeney had the assistant get the red inker, a little 40 red. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she's quite good at that. You know, I've batted a few times with Dino. She don't want to get out. She won't get out. Stubborn.
That's all the situation needed. They had loads of time, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. There were a few records, I think. There was the most player leaves in a one day. I think it was something like 23, Catherine Cross. It was a bit one of those boingy tennis ball-y pitches.
Boingy. Would have liked it, actually. One of those boingy pitches.
You just put it on a line and length and, you know, it does the rest for you. And she beat my record. She'd beaten me and I didn't know. She rubbed it in at breakfast. And I said, well, the reason you've beaten me is because I generally bowl at stumps. So
you got wickets. Is that what you're trying to say?
I say, shame on you. You should have bowled straighter.
I was going to say, it's a record you don't mind losing. One?
Nah. And then there was the partnership. I think it was the biggest partnership ever by a 7th wicket partnership.
It would be about 130 or 40, so wasn't it?
It was decent.
It's a pretty good partnership on the bottom. What happened to your wife's run out? I didn't see it.
We can't talk about it because, you know, what is quite funny though is her and Danny Wyatt batting, and Danny spoke to me the next morning. Everything comes out at breakfast, and she said she had a nightmare about it last night.
Oh, bless her.
So she had to relive it twice. I did say, Nat, why don't you just turn around and get back in? That would have been a good selfless.
Oh, it's easy to say that now you've finished, isn't it?
So second ODIs coming up. Yep. Obviously, we record this before it comes out on a Thursday.
You did say that England were going to win the series easily, which they haven't got off to the best start in terms of performance, but they got the result. So,
yeah, but they're very happy to have moved on to a different wicket. So, because they were kept playing on the same wicket, which is a bit naff, but you know, end of the season and all, you don't have much to choose from. So they're on a new wicket in Hamilton, and the last time we played here was in the World Cup, and there was about 600 runs at least that day. So,
run fest.
Yeah, should be a good one. Should be a run fest. Yeah.
Excellent. What's the crowds been like? Has there been many there watching?
Wellington Winter was good over the Easter weekend when people have to work. Mm-hmm. Things are always better and when the sun comes out. It was decent. It's a nice little place, the Basin Reserve, isn't it? It's all like sort of everybody gets quite close and on the grass verges. It's a bit of a family outing. So yeah, it was a nice day. Good outing.
Wicked. It's nice that you can just go there and relax and have a few drinks watching it, not get too stressed then.
That's it. Well, I was off the drink that day because I need to keep in check. I've discovered IPA since I retired and it's just getting a bit out of control now. So
how northern of you. I've got bitter.
It's because what happens is they're like, oh, Catherine, what are you doing out there? You know, working? I'm like, no, I'm on holiday. So every trip I go following that around, I'm like, on holiday. But I find myself on holiday 6-7 months of the year. So if I keep doing holiday things, which is, you know, drinking and eating out every night, and you know, I'm going to lose myself soon. So I need to get myself in gear back to the gym.
You'll be fine. Find something to get stuck into. A little challenge. You'll be fine.
That's it. Talk us through the boys' county champs coming up.
Yeah, county champs starts next week. Big. Oof. It's come around so quick, and it's so strange. First time in 16 years I won't be involved, but I was looking at the fixtures earlier.
Plenty of rain.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much cricket there'll be, to be honest. Like they'll need a lot of dry weather.
Yeah. Not sure where this sun's coming from.
Well, we've had a couple of half days of sun this week, but still with a bit more rain. It just everywhere sodden. I was speaking to a few lads down at Taunton. They said that I'm not sure how much more the outfield can take. Like last pre-season, they put loads of sand down and it was like running on a beach. Whereas this year, apparently, it's not as sandy, but it's still quite wet. So they're just hoping for a few dry days so that it makes it a bit easier to run on, really. You know, it's like for your legs. But some massive games in Div 1 first up. There's Surrey travel up the M6 to Lancashire for a massive game. And obviously, Surrey are coming in as defending champions, going for 3 in a row, which is not been done since the 60s, I believe, by a Yorkshire team in the 60s.
Which is huge.
And also they've got the added news that Alex Stewart's obviously stepping down from his director of cricket role at the end of the summer. So there's a bit more emotion involved for them. But they're a serious team. They've been so dominant the last few. Their bowling attack is incredible. Especially the
They've got too much money, haven't they?
Well, they've just got so much quality. It's just the only thing that could probably stop them is England call-ups or freak injuries, really, because they got so much depth. But that'll be a quality game because I think Lancashire will be all right as well. My old boy's travelling down to Canterbury to play Kent, which is sometimes a bit of a bogey side for Somerset. Although Kent just stayed up last year, so they've probably got a point to prove. But obviously back in my old teammates to get it done. Hampshire are travelling up to Durham. Durham haven't been in Div 1 for a few years, and they've come back up with serious side. Hampshire, I think they finished third for a few years in a row, so they're always challenging. They've got some serious players in their team. Obviously, we're talking about Vincey and Dorse earlier. But their seam attack as well, Abbott, Barker and Moa Bass. There's not many better in the county championship.
Yeah, they'll be doing well.
That'll be good on a green nibbler. And then you've got Notts at home to Essex. That'll be interesting. Both teams are in a little mini transition, I guess. Cause Essex without Dan Lawrence and Alistair Cook. I think you've got to go back a long time for Essex team to have a Cook in their side. Yeah, big time. And then Notts, who are usually pretty good at Trent Bridge. They've obviously signed a few and they've had a few older guys move on. So that could be quite an interesting game to keep an eye on. And then you've got the big Midlands derby, the Bears v the Pears. Worcester back in Div 1 against Warwickshire at Edgbaston, which for anyone from the Midlands, there's a massive lot of bragging rights on that one. So that's a big game for many reasons. And then you go into Div 2, Derbyshire, Gloucestershire. Two teams that have, Gloucester had a couple of years in Div 1, have gone back down. Derbyshire under Mickey Arthur, they'll be looking to get out of Div 2, so they'll be a tough side to play against. Middlesex, Glamorgan. Middlesex got relegated last year, so you'd expect them to be challenging at the top, but you just never know. And then Glamorgan under new leadership this year. You never know what to expect from them. They can always do a bit of damage, though. Sussex, Northants. Again, two teams which young and developing, especially Sussex, they got a lot of young players.
Might play some exciting cricket though.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think they will.
Be a bit rogue.
Paul Farbrace in charge down there these days. and then another of my old teams and your home team, Yorkshire.
28 years.
against Leicestershire. And Harry Brook will be playing. And I think Rooty is joining from game two. So really looking forward to watching Brookie churn them, because if he gets no runs in, I'll be amazed.
A lot of opportunity, especially with it being Div 2. There's a fight on. I'll be keen to get back up.
Yeah, because it's always tough to get out of Div 2. It really is. And Yorkshire had a shocker last year, so they'll be looking to sort of be at the other end. If they've got Root and Brook in their team, then there'll be slightly bigger chance of getting out of it.
It was a bit of I remember going down to Div 3. We had 7 retirements, all our experience gone, and then all those freshies, we went Div 2, Div 3, and then we went back up to Div 2, went back up to Div 1, won, and met the Queen.
And
it was
fantastic.
Yeah, it was a big old journey for us. We were so young and just grew up in like 4 seasons, and it was good. It needed to happen, to be fair.
100% for longevity as well. And also it helps when you do get relegated with a young team. It's actually probably better for them about the pressure, and they can play the division below and actually learn how to win and get success and get used to winning, because it is a habit.
Correct. And that's what we did, for sure. Right. There's obviously quite a lot to cover there, wasn't there? And I'm glad you did that for me, because I need to get the knowledge on the old men's domestic game now. It's never really my strong point, but...
Come and do some coaching in the men's game. I've done a bit of coaching in the women's games. I've started to know a few of the players and the teams a bit now. So.
Yeah, and this is the time to point out, if any of our listeners out there want to give me some feedback, be nice. It's hashtag under the lid. I'm not going to forget that. No, I'm not going to forget that one, am I?
No.
Saying it in his sleep. So there's obviously the hashtag and then obviously the email if you want to send in a strongly worded message.
For all those hello at office based. More formal.
Hello at.
Or a handwritten.
Under the lid. And it's .co.uk, not .com. Don't forget.
Hello at underthelid.co.uk. There we go. Right, what plans have you got in Hamilton this week then, other than watching some cricket and having a holiday?
Well, the girls are training as we speak. It's good getting that out of the room, a bit of peace and quiet. a few hours of that, and then the rest of the day's ours. And like I said, not much to do here, so I was going to go to a waterfall, but it's like an hour and a half away, so can that. And then I'll be on my pop supporting duties tomorrow and try not to embarrass myself for a third time.
Right. There okay. Not that you're used to embarrassing yourself, but I'll say no more on that.
Absolutely not.
Excellent. I've got a little bit of coaching the back end of the week. And I was doing a little bit this morning. I think I've got a day with my partner and baby tomorrow, which will be nice.
Lovely.
And then I've got the baby to myself Thursday because my partner's working. So,
yeah,
busy, busy. And then, I think that takes us to the weekend. I haven't got a lot planned for the weekend, I think.
No, I can't wait to get back to the UK now, actually. Get a bit of routine back. This night and day podcasting is stressing me right out.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get you in first so we're on the same time zone because it's easier for planning. But I'd much rather be where you are.
Yeah, to be fair, I shouldn't complain, should I?
Unless the sun suddenly starts coming out.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been great. Episode 1, done.
Boom.
Under the lid. Fantastic. And, you know, if you want to get in touch, get in touch. Also, if you want to hit that subscribe button, I thought I'd never say that in my life, but there it is. then please do, because, you know, your opinion matters to us. And we can only get better, hopefully.
Well, I hope so. We're a bit rogue, like I said. This isn't our professional career, but we'll get bigger and better. And we are in conjunction with the PCA and the Cricketer magazine, so I'm sure we're going to get some good listenership, you'd hope. But reminder, if you do want to get in touch, please use the hashtag under the lid on social media or email hello@underthelid.co.uk. Anyone who's listening who plays the game, good luck on the county grind. Good luck to all the supporters for the upcoming season. It's going to be a really exciting year. It'd be a strange one for a pair of us not being involved as a player, but I'm sure we'll still try and enjoy it, Bronte.
Yeah.
We'll certainly enjoy talking to a few players through the summer. So have a great one. Yeah. Speak to you soon.
Indeed. All the best.